How did you manage to get such a loud noise on one record?
I don't know, that's Mike Stone, our engineer. We're very bad in the studio for that, actually. The poor engineer has to really suffer because we really want as much level as possible. Mm-hmm. And we keep pushing the faders up and he keeps looking at the meters and
despair,
whatever, and going, oh, it'll never cut, it'll never cut. And then we give him the added task of going over to New York or whatever and saying, make sure that cuts as loud as possible.
I should explain for the folks that if a noise is too loud on a record, the little wobbly groove grunges into the groove next door.
That's right.
And the record skips.
Yes, it can skip and do all kinds of things.
So the more noise you put on, the less likelihood of you...
If Mary Potts has got a little dancette, then it'll just go flying off.
I must admit, you do get a lot of sound on one little LP.
Yes, it's a very fine dividing line, really, because we want to put in more music, but at the same time, you've got to make sure you don't put too much, otherwise it suffers. And then that's where all the... It's a very fine dividing line, as I said.
And you've got a genius technician who looks after all that.
Oh, Mike Stone's pretty good, yes, that little bugger.
Yes, right. Sunny periods.
What a nice little chap here.
-4 degrees, it's 3:50, and here's a break. Right, here we are in Studio One of Capitol Tower with Cuddly Ken and Freddie Mercury nattering about the new LP, and which also has this track on it.